This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to get serious.
Good morning, everyone, and you're listening to Get Serial Fridays. I'm Portia, and we are going to be talking about today time travelling, pros and cons about Apple vs Samsung, and it will be a great morning for everyone. Our first song we are going on to is Never Seen the Rain by Tones and I. You are listening to Get Serial on Sin. And that was I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys. Before that you had Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa. And then before that you had Then What by Illy. Now we're going on to our first
thing for the day.
Thing for today.
Yeah, and it's Portia and Chris here on Get Serial. And now you told me something about broken bones, isn't it?
Yes, I did.
So what's all this about broken bones?
Well, I break lots of bones myself.
What kind of bones?
My wrist, my hand, my feet.
Well, wait, you've broken. How many feet and how... Everyone's got to know now.
2 feet, one wrist, one hand.
2 feet, one wrist. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you're wondering how I did it, are you?
how did you do it?
Well, first one, I fell down the stairs and broke my left wrist and right hand at the same time. But I saved an iPad.
Wait. So you fell downstairs and saved an iPad?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to save yourself but more than the iPad?
No, I saved the iPad more than me.
So you saved your iPad more than you. So, and then your legs, how do they... Did you break both or just one?
Break both.
How did you break both?
Just walk and twist my ankle. Twisted my foot and broke it.
Is that for one foot or
that's
is there...
That's for one.
What happened to the other one?
The other one, I was at Youth Group and they had this hula hoop game where they set out the hula hoops and one person is on one side and the other person is on the other side and you have to jump through the hula hoops to each other and then do scissor, paper, rock. But then I think I collided with them and fell over.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds very, very exciting. That sounds very, very interesting. And I didn't break any bones, except probably once upon a time I had hit my head open by running right into a middle pole. Not the smartest idea I would ever have, but, yeah, anyway.
You're not very smart at all, are you?
No. Anyway. It's, and we're going to put a post up here on the Get Serial Facebook page and tell us if you guys have any interesting stories about how you broke your bones. And the next,
and if you saved any iPads or iPhones.
I don't think anything like that. I think that people will be saving their bones more than the iPads or iPhones or stuff. But guys, let us know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/getserial. And our next song's going to be
Think of Me by the Veronicas.
You're listening to Sin.
And that was Mr. La Di Da Di by Baker Boy. And before that, you heard Think of Me by the Veronicas. Now, we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of money allowance.
Do's and don'ts of money allowance. Well, let's think. Some do's and don'ts. Well, obviously, don't spend it all at once. Would be one. I hope everyone's noting this down. But, yeah, so don't spend it all at once. Don't... What would you say? What would be some good money... What would be some good things?
The do's and don'ts of money allowance is, I reckon if you do your chores, you get money.
Yes.
So, it's a good idea to do your chores.
And this is, and also for people who have, you know, who have work, don't spend it all at once. Don't, you know.
Set your money out wisely.
Yes. Make a Excel spreadsheet. Even though I'm good at that. But, you know, just make every column for whatever you need, or make necessities come first, wouldn't you say?
Yes. And then I'd say pay your bills on time. Is a big money thing.
Yes.
Because if you don't
pay... all those bills on time.
And if you don't pay your bills on time, then everything will stop working.
Of course.
And you won't want that, will you?
No, we don't want that at all.
No, not at all. And then I reckon saving your money, then if you want to do an activity like go bowling or... go to the movies, you're able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, always save your money.
Always put some...
So, even if you put $50 away a fortnight or something like that, and then you've got it for during the week, so let's say a movie's about $15 or something like that, then you take that $15 out of that $50 that you put away into savings for something to do.
Mm. You know, well, you never know, but yeah, always put something away for a rainy day.
Of course.
And yeah, it's that is.
What else would you say about money allowance?
For people over definitely over 18, mate, don't, you know, you go out to the, you know, club and party and. You know.
Well, the one big thing about the money allowance is always save, and then eventually you'll be able to get your own car.
Yeah, guys. I think, and what was this, people, I think I said this on Monday, because I also do get cereals on Monday, so listen on Monday, but I said about the container scheme that's proposed in Victoria. And this reminds me of the couple that in New South Wales who used that said scheme in New South Wales to fund their wedding. So they saved money, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
You know,
by using that 10 cents machine.
Yeah,
which we need to get down in Victoria eventually.
Oh, well, we hope.
Otherwise, we'll have lots of cans and bottles at home ourselves.
You never know. You never know. I think there's even people that still keep them, because it used to be, I think, a scheme like that ages and years ago. But, yeah, anyway.
We will now go on to our next song for today, which is Johnny Run Away by Tones and I. You are listening to Get Serial Fridays on Sin. And that was Johnny Run Away by Tones and I, and Sometimes by Cube Sport. Now we're going on to time traveling.
And just before we do, there's some good songs today, isn't there?
What are we going to do?
Oh, well...
To the future or back to the future first? What would you like to do?
What would you... You give me no choice, because you said to the future or back to the future. I don't think I've got a choice. I have to go to the future. Time to get in the DeLorean.
Why do you have to go back to the future?
Because you said back to the future.
Okay. Well, we will be doing Back to the Future first.
And this is not about the movie, is it?
No.
Good.
No, it isn't. Not at all.
I was thinking, no, can't be about the movie.
You ready to start?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm waiting for you.
You go first.
What we think's going to happen?
Yeah. No, it's about where would you go if you could go back in time?
Oh, back in time?
Yes.
I thought you said into the future. Okay, well, I'll jump into the DeLorean. Go back to the 70s. I like the 70s. Pretty nice. Stuff to do, you know, all that. All the great music starts coming out. I'll just live in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and then, you know.
What would you be dressed as?
What would I be dressed as? I don't know, just some regular, you know, 70s person.
Okay, well, my Back to the Future is I would go back to Japan.
Back to the Future? Japan, what year?
Japan, maybe 1970?
That would be interesting.
See what it was like back then? See if it was like how it was when I went there this time.
Well,
do you think it would be the same?
It'd be a lot different. Because computers have only been invented in the 1970s. Well, would you go anywhere else?
Paris?
Paris?
I'll go back to when they were first building the Eiffel Tower, see how they built it.
That would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
I want to see how they built it.
Yeah.
How they ended up building it that high, and it would be interesting to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
It would be very interesting to see it.
And then I would also go back to London. Because I really enjoyed that as well. And see how different it is.
I'll just go there and ride on the tracks. I'll go back to old.
Now, wouldn't you go to Paris and then ride from Paris to London on the, what was it called?
In 1970...
The fast train.
I would...
Or would they not have the fast train then?
No, not yet. It'd probably be a train to Calais, ferry across the... The English Strait. And, yeah.
Well, shall we go on to our next song?
Well, what is that next said song?
It is Monster by Cloex.
You're listening to Get Serious.
Turn down your radio if you have sensitive ears. There is a bit of language in this song, like English, maybe a bit of Spanish, even a bit of French.
You're listening to Get Serious here on Sin, and that song was
Cigarettes by Tash Satana. And before that, you heard Stay Awake by Dean Lewis. And before that, you heard Monster by Chloe. And now we are going to be talking about time travelling again, but going into the future.
So, I'm going to let you go first, because I went first last time, so you can go first now.
Okay, I will go first today. If I could travel into the future, I'd travel to India.
India?
Yes.
Now, give us some explanation why you would want to go to India in...
To taste all the naan bread.
All the naan bread in the world. But what year in the future? Like...
2021.
1 year in the future. You sure you don't want...
Yeah, 1 year in the future.
Why 1 year in the future? Will there be like, you know... Like, more and more flavours of naan bread?
No, they'll just be the cheese naan bread that I like to eat all the time, which is my favourite.
Think about it. I would go in, like, 1,000.
Okay, I'll go in 2021, then I'll go in, like, let's say, 2040. 2040. 2040. How does that sound?
Okay. Well, that sounds good, but I want to go...
Because I've never been to India before at all.
Since we're going to two places, I want to go to Hong Kong in, I think it's 2047, because it's officially when Hong Kong becomes part of China, mainland China, and then I'll go into the future to the year... 3000, and see how the world's changed.
And we will now be going into our next song by Birds of Tokyo, and this song is Good Lord. You're listening to Get Cereal Friday. I'm Portia,
and I'm Chris. And you're listening to Sin.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
And good morning, Melbourne. This is Get Cereal here on Sin. And the song you just heard was Good Lord by
Birds of Tokyo.
I think that's a great song. And that's a great song to start our day. And up next for your next hour we'll be talking having a BuzzFeed quiz. Would you rather?
Yeah, we're gonna do would you rather.
Or would you rather do a Aussie pros and cons.
And then we're gonna have the pros and cons of Apple versus Samsung. Yeah. And then we're gonna have some news about the cruise ship. That is currently in lockdown. Yeah.
Yes, and we'll have some other topical news coming up before 8 o'clock. And
it is going to be a good hour.
It's going to be a good hour, good, interesting. If you like to know some interesting headline news or any of that, keep your ear out right for the hour. And we'll be then taking you right through to 9 o'clock, wouldn't we?
About that, yeah.
Anyway, let's continue on with our great music selection we have.
And our next song will be Nobody's Home by Morat. You are listening to Get Cereal Fridays. I'm Portia.
And I'm Chris.
And you're listening to Sin.
You're listening to Get Cereal here on Sin. And
that was Nobody's Home by Morat. Now we're going to go on to our next topic, which is Would You Rather?
Well, what would you rather? Would you rather eggs and bacon or would you rather cereal?
Probably eggs and bacon.
Why eggs and bacon? Tell us why you'd rather that.
It's a hot breakfast.
Hot breakfast. In February's hot breakfast month. So that works, doesn't it?
But yes, it does.
I thought you would have said cereal, because we have to get some cereal here and get cereal.
I know.
Too many buns. Oh, gosh.
Would you rather chocolate or ice cream for breakfast?
Chocolate or ice cream? I'm just trying to think. Chocolate or ice cream? That is, I would say chocolate. But then again, on a hot day, I would say ice cream. And with this kind of nice weather we're having here in Melbourne, I would say chocolate today.
Okay, that's interesting.
Well, yeah.
I would have said instead of ice cream on a hot day, I would have said you would have an ice block.
Or to get around the whole thing entirely, you have chocolate ice cream.
Very funny.
You see? There is ways around these things.
Very funny.
Well, do you have any other would-you-rathers?
Would you rather to have cereal or spaghetti for dinner?
Oh, that's probably easy. For myself, I know for other people they love cereal for dinner. And especially if you're a kid, you love cereal for dinner. Don't know why. Everyone did, I think. But I would have to say spaghetti. What would you say?
I would say spaghetti, but if there was nothing in the fridge or freezer and cereal was the only option, you would have cereal.
You would use it as a last resort?
Yes.
I would use it just as, you know, normal.
Wouldn't you use it as a last resort if you really had to?
Bread. Bread and butter.
If you had none of that either?
So you're saying in instance when you have nothing in your pantry?
Let's say you have nothing in your pantry and nothing in your fridge or freezer and you only had cereal.
So you had nothing in the house but cereal.
Would you go to cereal as your last resort for dinner?
If you had nothing in the whole house?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, yes, you'd give me no choice on that matter. You'd give me no choice at all on that matter.
Well, talking about that, we'll go into our next song.
And what song is that?
Which is Knees by Ocean Alley.
You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin. You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin. And the song you just heard was
Knees by Ocean Alley. Now we are going on to our BuzzFeed for today, which is, which Mean Girls character are you?
Now, I don't know. I've heard of Mean Girls. I've never...
If you never have seen it, I'll make you watch it.
Oh, no.
You'll be watching it all the time.
I've heard of Mean Girls.
You'll be watching one, and then you'll be watching number two if you've never seen it.
Is it a movie?
Yes.
Oh, I probably have seen it then.
It is a movie.
If it's a movie, I've probably seen it. I thought it was a TV show.
No, it's not a TV show. It's a movie.
Shall we
get into it?
Let's get into it before.
Pick a movie. Matilda. Friday the 13th. Slumdog Millionaire. Matilda. I haven't read them out yet. There's more.
How many are there? Just keep
going.
Nine. Okay, keep going.
Thinning in the Rain. Rag and Bull. Heathers. Coming to America. The Naughty Professor. Or Veracity Blues.
Matilda.
Still Matilda.
Still not going to change my mind.
Pick a holiday. Halloween. Christmas. Hanukkah, Alba Day, Earth Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, President's Day, Mother's Day.
Christmas,
okay. Now, how would you spend your Friday nights? Working, hanging with family? Watching Netflix, getting laid, getting high, eating your feelings, hanging your bros, getting happy, or watching a movie with friends.
We do not condone getting high or drinking or anything like that. But I would pick... What was the first... I'd be working, probably.
Working, okay.
Yeah.
Pick a sport. Soccer. Cycling. Boxing. No sport. Cheerleading. Figure skating. Cricket. Okay. How do you stay in shape? Playing sports. Pilates. Yoga. P9OX.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either, so don't worry.
Let's leave that.
You don't? Hiking, lifting, or treadmill?
There's no walking. I like walking.
I think treadmill.
Let's just go to treadmill. Treadmill would be running or walking.
Pick a Power Ranger. Yellow one? blue one, red one, pink one,
let's
black
go, let's
one,
go with
and
yellow.
Aqua one.
Yellow.
Okay. Now, what is your favourite drink? Water, chocolate milk, strawberry milk.
Is that all it gives me?
Yes.
Oh, well, it's not on there. I'll just go with water.
Okay. What were you looking for?
Coke. Coca-Cola.
Not on there, unfortunately.
I know.
Now, pick a food. Tacos, chocolate, burritos, hamburgers, hot dogs, Chinese, Indian, cake, or Cheerios.
I'll go Chinese.
Okay. How would you describe yourself? Creative, loyal, loving, sincere, controlling, misunderstood, courageous, or friendly?
Friendly. I'm a friendly person.
You got Tren Pack. You're sort of cool, but pretty nifty.
Okay.
And our next song will be Bass Jumping by Arno Frangi.
You're listening to Get Serial here on Scene, and the song you just heard was Bass Jumping by
Bass Jumping by Arno Frangi.
Arno Frangi, yeah. That good song. And that's also a part of the Sin Sweet 16. Sweet 16's come out on Sundays with the Sunday Sweets at about 5 o'clock.
5 to 7 p.m.
5 to 7.
On Sundays.
Yes, on Sundays.
If you want to listen to it.
And there's a playlist on all the favourite Spotify's and
Facebook.
It's everywhere. It's a good playlist with lots of local
and international artists.
But anyway, let's go on with our next part of the day. Potatoes? Was it potato cakes or scallops?
Potato cakes for scallops. Now, tell me a bit about both of them. What's the difference for people that don't know?
For people who don't know, and I don't think there'll be many people, scallops are potato cakes. They're just a different way of saying it. Australians, you know, Australian slang, and, you know, we all like... what was it? There's still lots of words, isn't there? You can't think of them straight off the bat.
Yeah, lots of words, aren't there?
Yes, so there's
G'day?
G'day instead of hey. There's lists everywhere, but the premise we're trying to say is that, you know, there's Australian slang. It's like our own language, isn't it?
So potato cake is scallops.
Scallops.
And Parma is Parmi, was it?
So instead of Parmigiana, so Parma is also Australian slang, or Parmi, depending on what circumstance you're using it in.
Well, I like my Parmigianas myself.
It's called a Parma. There would be a lot of people right now listening to us thinking, it's called Parmas, not Parmigiana.
Well, Parmas then.
Oh, guys, keep listening. It's still pretty. We're still going well.
What do you like out of Parmas and scallops?
It's Parmas and scallops. They're both food. Both warm food.
But what would you prefer?
What would I prefer? I'll probably prefer a palm, because you're basically getting a meal, depending on where you get it from, but yeah, basically you get a giant meal.
Okay, sounds good. What other things are there?
There's some people say Australia instead of Australia. I don't
why, that's just
it's strange, but
strange, yeah.
Sure, we shorten things down. So instead of other people say, you know, petrol station or gas station, we say servo. Or there's a fair few, but you know, we shorten it down to, you know, smaller words and easier to say words.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, I know.
And now we're going into our next Sunday Sweet 16 song, which is Dance Floor by the Mamas. You're listening to Sin, and this is Get Serial. I'm Portia.
And I'm Chris. And you're listening to Get Serial here on Sin, and the song you just heard was Hold On by Little Dragons, and just before that, you heard Dance Floor by the Mamas, yeah. And both these songs are part of the Sin Sweet 16. And now, pros and cons of Apple and
now,
Samsung.
The pro is about Samsung is they've got 5G, whereas Apple doesn't.
Well, you know, you can't help that. And, you know, there's differences. There's, you know, you can't. There's so many differences, because one of them, I think, they all both have full screen now, don't they?
Yeah, I think so, they do.
Yeah, both, they both have full screen, you know.
Do they both have, like, the face recognition?
They, I think.
Does Samsung do?
I think they do.
I know Apple does.
Yeah, actually, yeah, Samsung does, and I think both Apple and Samsung are working on a fingerprint sensor in the screen, from what I've heard. And a pro of Samsung would be that there's more things you can put on their software. You know, you can put different apps and open source apps and all that on there, and Apple, it's just the App Store. And, you know, nothing bad about the App Store. It's great. There's tons and tons of apps, isn't there?
Yeah, tons of apps.
Yeah, but there's subtle differences, probably didn't pick well when it came to trying to figuring out the pros and cons, but there's not many differences. There's not many pros, not many cons of both, because they both are basically the same, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they're the same, but different companies.
Yeah.
And different phones.
Yeah, and I think actually some of Apple's hardware comes from Samsung, but
I can't
prove that, no. But that's just my thoughts. But anyway, let's
go on to our next song, which is No Hard Feelings by Navy, and that is one of our Sweet 16s. And you're listening to Get Serial. I'm Portia.
And I'm Chris.
And that was No Hard Feelings by Navy. And we had We Don't Care by Polish Club. Now we're going to go on to a bit of news.
So you heard something, didn't you? You wanted to speak about.
Yes, I heard stuff about the cruise ship that is currently docked in Yokohama. And it's a bit about the virus that's going around all over the world.
It's about the coronavirus.
If you haven't heard about it.
Well, yeah, I think everyone's heard of it. But yeah, the coronavirus with the ship, with just over apparently 200 Australians on board.
236,
actually. 236, yep. I think there's a few of them who have been, unfortunately,
gotten
very unwell because of this virus, and
we hope they get better soon.
We send our good wishes, good luck. But in other news,
and the ship has been in lockdown.
Yes, it's to be that for About 14?
14 days, maybe even longer, like 28 days, which I've heard, which is not good.
And here are some headlines that I have got here. Julia Bishop makes low-key entrance as ANU's first female chancellor. And then Trump slams hypocrites at prayer breakfast after acquittal. And we'll have this last one. AFLW elects we'll do this one last one. This is how you can tell if I'm doing more opinion pieces, sorry.
Any other news?
I'm just trying to think, yeah.
Is that all for the news?
There's a lot. He's a I think one of the headlines of the article you're reading to us. People are getting upset. Australians stuck on coronavirus cruise ship. Cramped conditions.
They're confined to their cabins. They can't even go out onto their balconies. They should be, complaining, saying that they want to be able to go out to the balconies and have fresh air.
They can go on the
They're not allowed to.
They're not allowed to?
They're confined to in the room, in the actual cabin.
Okay, that's...
So they're trying to fight for...
Yeah.
Being able to have fresh air and be able to go out onto the balcony to try and, not, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I can't, sort of say it.
Yeah, but we've both been on this cruise ship in question.
Yes.
And that was last year.
It was an excellent ship.
It's an excellent ship, but, everyone... Since all their good wishes and hopes everyone can get better and this virus can just pass over.
Yes.
And we'll go on to our next song.
Which is Good As Hell by Lizzo. You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin. I'm Portia.
And I'm Chris.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
And good morning, Melbourne. You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin with Chris and Portia, taking you right through to 9 o'clock. And the song you just heard was
Motivation by Naomi. And before that, you heard The Man by Taylor Swift. And before that, you heard Good As Hell by Lizzo.
And what have we got coming up in this hour?
We have got Feel Good Friday with How You Cope With Stress. We have also got new releases for movies.
New movie releases. I think we also have a public transport update for all the people travelling into work now.
And the weather update. And then we've got Spotlight on recommendations of books, television shows, movies,
all that,
and things that's coming up in Melbourne.
Well, let's start this hour off with some good tunes. What we got first?
We have got I'm Good by Waffa. And you're listening to Get Serial with Portia and Chris. And that was Sending Me Your Love by the Jungle Giants and I'm Good by Waffa. And now,
let's go and find out what's going on here in Melbourne for the public transport network and across, currently Victoria, but There is currently industrial action on the Bendigo line. So that's all the way between Swan Hill, Echuca and Melbourne. There's your industrial action. Currently the train lines are currently going very well. And then buses, usual, you know, delays just due to traffic in peak hour. And the tram line's going well currently, and it's, well, 8 o'clock, I'm surprised. But, yeah, tell us how your little, always how your days are going and how you get into town. It's always a nice day about, you know, because, you know, you catch trains in or whatever. Anyway, what's the weather like?
It is currently a low of 18, getting to a high of 26. Currently 19 in Melbourne.
What's going?
And tomorrow it will be a low of 18 and a high of 29.
High of 29. It's
getting hotter again.
Oh no!
So prepare for the heat.
And it's going to be like that all through till next week, which is going to be interesting. And yeah, well, let's go on to
our next song, which is 9 to 5. By Dolly Parton.
You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin. You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin with Portia and Chris. And that song you just heard was 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
And now we're going into Feel Good Friday on how to cope with stress. Have you got any tips on how to cope with stress?
Well, how I cope with stress is I listen to music. And, you know, I sometimes walk away from the thing that makes me stressed and, you know, just, you know, be chilled and meditate. I've done that before. You just sit there and, you know, let all the thoughts go away and meditate.
Yeah, that sounds like good, especially listening to music. Well, what I do is, if I'm stressed, I go and play with my dog Ella and talk to her and pat her.
Mm.
And that makes me feel
happy.
Not stressed, to make me feel happy.
That would be good.
And some things that people say on the internet is learn how to say no and stick to your limits.
Uh-huh.
So don't get very stressed. If you're getting too stressed, walk away from the situation. Or if you're, like, doing schoolwork or work from your job and it's getting you stressed, walk away from it and go focus on doing something else. And then come back to it when you're not so stressed. Another thing is to make sure you have planned out what you're going to do so then your day isn't so stressful, so then you've got things to do and you're not stressing about what to do next, when to do it, how to get there, when to get there. Always plan ahead.
Yeah, always plan ahead. That's what I was going to say. Just plan ahead about what you're going to do and, you know, always plan ahead. If you know something, you know, something's going to happen, always, you know, do what you need to do and have what you need to have.
And if you're stressed, go talk to a friend or something like that.
Yep. Or if you want to talk to someone anonymously, you can call Lifeline on
13 11 14 or Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800, or Beyond Blue 1300 22 46 36. And now we are going to go into our next song, which is Life is a Game of Changing by DAMS. You're listening to Get Serial Fridays.
You're listening to Get Serial here on Scene with Portia and Chris. And the song you just heard was Life is Game of Changing by DMAs. And now let's talk about some upcoming movie releases that are coming out into cinemas near you.
Well, what is out so far is Ford and Fury.
So, what's that movie about? Do we know?
That's about cars. Ford versus the Fury.
The Fury.
So, the cars, the two cars, if you understand what I mean. And the next one is Frozen 2. So, if you haven't seen Frozen 2, go see it.
Hasn't that already come out?
It hasn't come out on DVD yet. Because I mean, it's still in cinemas.
Yeah, but I mean in cinemas. What's coming out in cinemas? Isn't that...
That's what's still on at the moment.
Okay, so what else is on?
What else is on is Jumanji, The Next Level, which is really good. I've watched that before because I have liked it. And then there's My Spy. And then there's a Star Wars, The Rise of the Skywalker.
That's already out, and I'm not going to spoil it, but it is a good movie.
When did you see it?
I saw it, I think, a few days after it came out.
When? We never went there. Or did you go when I was away?
I went when you were away.
Oh, okay, I get it now. Okay, the movies that are coming out is Fantasy Island, which is Thursday the 13th of February. Sonic the Hedgehog, which is Thursday the 13th of February.
Yeah.
And then there's Call of the Wild, Thursday 20th. And then there is Big Trip, Thursday the 5th of March.
Yeah.
And then there is also going to be a Fast and the Furious 9.
Wait. I haven't heard about this. I've got to look this up now. Fast and the Furious 9, the better 9th movie?
Yes, Fast and the Furious 9. What? Do you know when it's coming out?
What's it called? What's the movie?
It's actually called Fast and the Furious 9.
Okay, I've got to have a look.
That's what it's actually called.
When's it come out?
Take a guess.
March 5.
No.
When? Week after that?
No, a month after.
So, April 5. That's just far too far ahead.
Oh, no, May. I mean May.
May.
So yeah, that's May 21st on a Thursday.
I think all movies come out on a Thursday. It's like this
thing. And then there's Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Gru, I saw a trailer.
Thursday the 18th of June, so I'm going to be going to see Fast and the Furious 9 and The Minions.
Well, that's good. I think everyone's going to so see a lot of those movies. And
shall we go into our next song?
Yes, we shall.
What is our next song? Talk Deep by East.
You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin. And you're listening to Get Serial here on Sin. The song you just heard was Talk Deep by East. And now let's go on to a favourite segment, or favourite thing of mine, is the one and only music quiz. And for you, for everyone listening at home, this is the rules. So for every song name, you get 1 point. For every artist name, you get 1 point. And you get any extra points if they're from movies and or TV shows. And Pusha, I think you have a quiz ready for me.
Yes, I do. Are you ready to start?
Okay, and I hope everyone's ready to start at home, because let's do this. Great Southern Land.
Yes, that's correct. By who?
Ice House.
Yes. So you've got 2 points.
Yay.
If you're feeling low,
1955, Hilltop Woods.
4 points. you're going to get them all right.
ABBA. And I know the same of this song. It's in my head, isn't it? I think every ABBA fan that's listening is like, nope.
What is it?
You can Dancing Queen.
Yes, that's right.
Got it.
Now this is the show one.
It's not by Pink, is it?
Yes.
It's by Pink. This has to be Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Thing. I don't know what the song's called. I have to think about it. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know this. I don't
Would
know.
Would you like me to tell you?
Just tell me it, because
today's the day.
Today's the day. Oh my gosh. I feel like. So okay, let's keep going. I know this song, I'm just trying to think of the artist. Let's turn it up so I can. I feel so bad, I'm trying to remember this song and I can't. I know what it is, I know there's people probably looking, you know, in their cars just thinking, what is he on about? But, I know this song. What is that? I'm gonna.
It is Run to Paradise by the Choir Boys.
Jeez.
And you didn't know that?
I should have known that. I should have known that. Yeah.
Hopefully, you know this one.
I have to know the next one. Waterloo, ABBA.
Yes, that's correct.
Your sleep. Oh, this is not by Pink, is it?
Good guess.
Pink. Right from the start. I know this song.
Don't know it?
No, I don't know that one.
It is Just Give Me a Reason.
Oh, I thought that sounded like something else, but okay.
So you got 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 0, 0, 9, 10.
How did I get...
11.
11?
11 points you got.
Okay.
Which I think is really good. You didn't do too bad, did you?
No.
Now, we are going to go into our next song, which is Leave It Alone by Hayley Williams. You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin. I'm Portia.
And I'm Chris.
And you just heard Leave It Alone by Hayley Williams. You're listening to Get Serial Fridays. I'm Portia.
And I'm Chris.
And we're going to be talking about things happening around Melbourne. If you want to get down to the Chinese New Year at District Docklands, it's happening from the 8th of February to the 9th of February. So, tomorrow to Sunday, and the times are Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and the same for Sunday. And it's down at 440 Docklands Drive in Docklands.
Yeah, and other things that are going on. There is the Spice Girls are in Melbourne tomorrow. Are doing a concert tomorrow.
Where at?
They are doing it. I'm just trying to find out where it doesn't give me a proper location.
For how long?
I think it's just, it says just...
Or is it just tomorrow?
I think it's just tomorrow.
Because I thought they might do it twice in
it
Melbourne.
It just says Melbourne. I don't, just trying to look around. No, it just says Melbourne.
So if you're going to that, we hope you enjoy it.
Yes, go see, yeah, go. And
we have also got Ride Melbourne Cycling event, which is on the 9th of February, and it's on Sunday, which is 11 a.m. till midday, and it is a opportunity to ride your bike around Melbourne with some of the community.
Yeah, and tonight there is a band called Good Morning at the Thornbury Theatre, and that will be a good thing to watch out. Nice local band. And another one that we have on is the Mighty Duke and Lords, the person live, in the common rooms at Trades Hall.
And then the next thing we have on in Melbourne is the high tea at the Melbourne Zoo.
High tea with animals?
Yes.
That would be interesting.
It will be. And it goes from the 2nd of February till the 30th of the 8th, which is lots of time for you to get in there.
Anyway, what's the...
What is our next song is TikTok by Kesha. You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin. I'm Portia.
And I'm Chris. And you're listening to Get Serial here on Sin. And the song you just heard was TikToks by...
Kesha.
And, well, we have to say goodbye now. It's closer to 9 o'clock, and that means 9 o'clock is when Sports Desk starts. So, we'll leave you with some good songs to go. And
we have had a great morning. We've talked about how to avoid being stressed. We've done our song quiz. We've done the pros and cons about Apple versus Samsung.
We've had, what was? We did BuzzFeed quiz as we did.
And then we did our news, which was about the cruise ship's lockdown.
And some other things as well. Anyway, we'll let you go. We'll let everyone have a nice day and keep tuned in for Sports Desk.
And tune back in next Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. with our Mondays team. You have been listening to Get Serial Fridays with Portia and Chris.
Bye.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.